Hello, thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all our social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
While you're turning to 1 John 4:4, a pastor went out one Sunday to visit his church members. At one house, it was obvious that someone was home, but nobody came to the door, even though the preacher knocked several times. Finally, the preacher took out his business card and wrote Revelation 3:20 on the back of it and stuck it in the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. The next day, the card turned up in the collection plate at the church, and below the preacher's message was written the following notation, Genesis 3:10, I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Has nothing to do with what I'm going to preach. Aren't you glad that we don't come knocking on your door anymore? Greater in me, part 3, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You may be seated. I love that the writer does not tell us who them is. We all have a them. We all have something that is coming against us, someone that is coming against us, a power, whether it be a principality in the spiritual climate or whether it is somebody that is being used of the adversary to discourage us, to annoy us, to perhaps keep us from what God has called us to be. But this is what the writer says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. He speaks from a place that not you will overcome them, you have overcome them. That's why just a few moments ago I said we pray from a place of victory, not for victory, because we already have victory. He said, you've already overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, meaning that when we have Jesus and we are filled with his spirit, that it is already a foregone conclusion. I'm going to win every battle I fight. And the reason I know I will win is because he already has won. 2 Corinthians 4, 7-9, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. We talked about the treasure that is in us is greater than the trouble that is coming at us. That we are troubled, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despaired. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. We are troubled, perplexed, persecuted, and cast down because of the treasure that God has placed in us. I know I've said this many times, but I'm going to say it again for all of our first-time guests. The devil is not attacking you because of you. The devil is attacking you because of the treasure that God has placed on the inside of you. The devil is coming against you with all that he has because you've made a choice. I'm going to live for God. I am a Christ follower. I am a Christ pursuer. I am a lover of all that is holy and all that is God. And so when we make those kind of determinations and we have the treasure inside of us, the Bible says that he will come after us to steal, kill, and destroy. John 7:38, verse 39, Jesus said, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, somebody say, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, big S, which they that believe on him would receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Well, I've got good news for Living Way Church. Jesus has been glorified. That means he's not speaking in an illustration here. He's not talking about a physical water. What he's talking about is as believers, we've got something on the inside of us that when something comes at us, we just let the dam go and we say, all right, this is what I've been training for. This is what I've been praying for. I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and devil, you can give me your best shot because I got his best shot, and my God is bigger than your God. His hand is stronger than your hand. His anointing is greater than any attack. And so that's why when all hell breaks loose, sometimes all you can do is and just talk about all the good things that God has done. What are you doing? I'm letting the river go, and I am confident of this very thing, that what is coming out of me is stronger than anything the devil can send at me or against me. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, is it in you? three things that the Holy Ghost gives believers. Three things. Number one, he gives you power. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, power. No, you got to pop that P. Power. There is a power that only comes when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. I am so proud of a lot of my peers, and some of them are famous preachers, if we can use those two words together. I know we shouldn't, but that's what they are, and they have a lot of clout with people. But I'm so proud of them because I've been able to spend some time the last few weeks with them and following them a little more closely on social media, and I love that these 30, 35, and 40-year-olds are finally starting to preach and talk about the Holy Ghost. And one of them said it this past week, don't get it twisted. I still believe that you should be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that we can cast out devils, we can walk in hospitals and raise them up. Can I tell you, don't let the lights and the haze fool you. We are still a Holy Ghost church. We are widening the net of Pentecost. We want everybody to get filled with the Holy Ghost, so when they leave this building on a Sunday afternoon, they've got something on the inside of them that is greater than anything that they will ever face. And I know that we can do programs, and I know that we can have schedules, and I know that we can have three or four steps to do this, but I'm here to tell you, the first thing we want to do is get you saved, and then right after that, we want to get you filled with the Holy Ghost, so that when you leave this place, you are not a sitting duck, but you are now a soldier in the army of God, ready to take on anything that the adversary has. So number one, power. Luke 24:49, and behold, I send them the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Jesus is talking to his disciples about the upper room experience, and I love what Jesus says here. He said, you better tarry until you get it. Don't leave the room until you have the power. Don't leave the church house until you have the power. Don't leave your house in the morning until you stirred up the gift and you're quite confident that the power is still there. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in both Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all over the world, the four corners of the earth. Can I tell you that the power of the Holy Ghost, you need it not only to cast out devils, you need it to keep your mind clean. Do you have to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven? You know what I say, you got to have the Holy Ghost to go to Walmart, to Target, to Kmart, remember them? Albertsons, remember them? Kroger's, remember them? Every time I leave the house, I got to have the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I know that there's an enemy out there that's going about as a roaring lion, but when I'm full with the Holy Ghost, when I let that thing go, he finds out that I've got the real lion, that I don't have a counterfeit, I don't have a foe, that I'm not walking, hoping that it shows up, but I am literally a dispenser of the power of God. It is the reason that the apostles' shadows brought people back to life. It's the reason the shadows brought miracles. Just their very presence with the power changed things. Just your presence at work with the Holy Ghost should change things. Young people, just your presence in homeroom tomorrow with the Holy Ghost should change things. The power of God is the first thing. Number two, it's protection. Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. I love that. The Holy Ghost seals me. The Holy Ghost allows me to revert back to 5 years old. That's why the weapons that are formed against us do not work, because they're pointed at us. But what they don't see is that I've got a force field in between me and whatever the adversary. That's why the Bible tells us to pray in the Holy Ghost, building up our faith. Why? Because I'm keeping that force field strong. I'm keeping it fortified in faith. Why? Because I know the devil's coming at me, but I know he can't touch me. And just like God said to the devil about Job, you can take his stuff, but you can't touch him. Because if if I can keep him alive, I can always get him more stuff. Can I encourage you that the devil might be able to touch your stuff, but he can't touch you? And as long as you're alive, God will restore. God will bring back to you. God has sealed you. He is your protector. It's the reason you can walk with confidence. It's the reason why you can walk in faith. It's the reason why even when you trip, you can get back up. Why? Because I've got a protector, and I've got a protector that's watching my back. I've got a protector that's watching my front. He's got me flanked on the left and the right side. And so when I walk into my job tomorrow, I walk in faith. I'm not scared of anybody or anything. Children, it's why you can walk into school tomorrow and not have to worry about all the plans that the adversary has, because God's got you, and he is protecting you, and he has sealed you, and he sealed you and saved you for a purpose. Number three, one more. Gives you confidence. The Holy Ghost gives you confidence. Never mistake arrogance for confidence. Never mistake humility for weakness. God has given me confidence. 2 Timothy, in closing, is this, chapter 1, verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Understand this. I've never heard it preached like this. It is understood that God now is talking about spiritual things. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. I can have World War III going on all around me, and I'm not walking naive to it. I'm walking in confidence saying, that won't touch me. That's not going to take me out. Why? Because I've got a power. Why? Because I'm protected, and that gives me a confidence that I can walk into hell and come out with everything that the devil stole from me and all the interest he has to pay back to me. I need this church to stand on your feet right now, and I need us to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, because I believe somebody's about to be refreshed here today. Somebody that maybe hadn't made it to the altar yet in praise, worship, or that first altar call, God's going to do something significant right now. I came to remind you, if you got the Holy Ghost, you've got power. If you got the Holy Ghost, you're protected, and there's a confidence that you should walk.